A death blow to the Middle East peace process. That's how Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu describes this week's landmark agreement between the two main Palestinian factions. That deal, signed in Cairo, ends a four-year feud between Fatah, rulers of the West Bank, and Hamas, rulers of the Gaza Strip. They've agreed to form a government of national unity and to seek UN recognition for a Palestinian state later this year. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Jerusalem on the debate in Israel over whether this is indeed a death blow to peace or a new beginning.
A big advertisement was published today in the Israeli press. It's a declaration signed by more than 100 distinguished Israelis. "The world is changing around us," the declaration says, "but the government of Israel is stagnant and paralyzed." Israelis are anxious about the way the Arab Spring is fundamentally altering the landscape around them. There have always been divisions within Israel over the Palestinian issue, between so-called doves and hawks. These are coming to the fore again. The declaration says Netanyahu's government's pursuing an extraordinarily dangerous rejectionist policy. It calls on Israelis to recognize a democratic Palestinian state as a basis for ending the conflict before it's too late. Author and political scientist Yaron Ezrahi is one of those who signed.
It's very important to recognize that Netanyahu's avoidance of a peace process is not a result of circumstances. It is a very firm policy of this prime minister.
Fatah and Hamas have a long history of feuding. Their agreement may fall quickly apart. Ezrahi says it's impossible to predict what will happen, but he thinks Netanyahu's approach is wrong.
I think a large part of the Israeli intelligentsia and rank-and-file citizens see this as an unbelievable, unexpected opportunity to tame Palestinian violence and move into diplomacy.
Netanyahu is under growing international pressure. He went to Britain and France this week to see Prime Minister David Cameron and President Nicolas Sarkozy. Both leaders reportedly indicated that if the Palestinians seek recognition for their state at the UN General Assembly later this year, they just might support it, especially if the peace process is going nowhere. There's more. The international community, including the US, continues to call on Hamas to renounce violence and recognize Israel. But Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this week did not rule out negotiating with a new Palestinian government in which Hamas has a place. Netanyahu's allies deny his government systematically blocking peacemaking. They blame the Palestinians.
We were trying for 2 years since we took power for them to come and to negotiate with Israel, and they gave so many reasons why not to.
That's Silvan Shalom, Israel's deputy prime minister. Israel regards Hamas as a terrorist organization committed to the destruction of Israel. Shalom says that's why there can't be peace negotiations right now.
To negotiate with a government that half of it is asking to kill you, as it looked to me, it doesn't make sense.
Yet these are changing times. Look to history, says Yaron Ezrahi. It's littered with examples of other extremist organizations elsewhere that have forsworn violence as new states were born. Ezrahi is wary about all this, but he says Hamas should not necessarily be judged by its past.
Hamas might be changing. If it is changing, it is in the beginning of the process of change, because Hamas, once he enters this new framework of a Palestinian government, will increasingly have much more to lose by resorting to violence.
Ezrahi says that requires optimism. That's in short supply in this part of the Middle East. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Jerusalem.